What is a winner? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is a winner? Everyone would like to be a winner. We want to be winners in sports. We want to be winners in our game at business. We want to be winners in lovers. We want to be winners as breadwinners. We want to be winners in so many different ways. But what does it mean to be a winner? To be a winner means that you are a happy, fulfilled person. It means that you live in a state of unconditional love where all things are in balance, in harmony, and right action. Oh, I always thought winners referred to sports and games and things like that. Well, that's true. And life is a game. We have the game of life that we are seeking to play. We have this game of life that we are physical human beings here on planet Earth to enjoy. Now you say to me, we might be on other planets too. That's all right, we're talking about planet Earth right now. And we're talking about planet Earth because that's where we as a human being are living right now. We as human beings are experiencing ourselves and expressing ourselves right here on this planet, this globe, this world, this universe, this everything. Now, of all the things that we could do, what would make us the happiest? Of all the things that we could do, what would make us the happiest? Of all the things that we could do, what would make us the happiest? Well, really, that's what it's all about. What would make us the happiest? A winner is a very happy person. A winner goes out in the sports ring and he jumps up and down and throws his arms up in the air and says, I won, I won, I won, I won, in whatever type of activity he's in. And he feels so elated, he feels so good, he feels so wonderful. And as the day wears on, the thrill of being the winner wears off. And he's back to, so to speak, normal. And what does he have? He may have a trophy. He may have a sum of money. He may have the adulation of the public and the press. He may have all these things. But what has he got? He's got nothing. If he wants to be the winner again, he has to win against his own score. He has to win against his own achievements. Now, is that really winning? Or is that just sort of a game of doing it again and again and again and again, and very unsatisfying? Oh, I was a winner back in the 1970 Olympics. I was a winner back in the 1980 Olympics. Well, thrill, thrill. Are you a happy person now? Well, my body is sort of strained. I sort of pushed it to the limit, and now I'm suffering the pains and agonies of what I had done improperly to my body so that I could win. Well, I can tell you there's another way of winning that is much more satisfying and much more continual. It's a simple two-word concept, unconditional love. When we train ourselves, my goodness, we train ourselves in unconditional love, we will be the winner every time because we will be happy. When we train ourselves in unconditional love, we will not want anything from anyone else. No adulation, no press, media, publication, no person saying, oh, you're so wonderful. No wife or husband just cooing in our ear and saying, you're the greatest. No children going around being wonderful representations of our ideals. No community, no world, no country saying that we are a great leader for the moment until they find our faults. And when they find our faults, then they forget about us very quickly. Oh, we may say some of the presidents of the United States were outstanding, but we always remember their limitations. Oh, what an interesting way to look at life. When you are unconditionally loving, you do not make any comparisons. You don't make any judgments. You don't make any possessions. You just look at whatever it is you're unconditionally loving about, and you love absolutely, 100%, completely, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being. There is no reservation. You don't even think of a reservation of something that maybe you shouldn't love so much there, that you might be misunderstood. An unconditional lover never is understood, because he is the only one who understands himself. And he is the only one who needs to understand him. If his motivation is pure, if his desire to love is pure, if his desire to love is without judgment, without being touched, without being possessed in any way, then that desire is the magnificent unconditional love. When I grab a hold of my beautiful golden retriever, he's got his winter coat on, and he now is very fuzzy and fluffy and very wonderful, as he always is. And I grab a hold of him, I put one arm under his chest and one arm around his back and around his neck, and I hug him and snuggle him. And he stands there and he says, "Keep it up." And I am unconditionally loving him. I don't want anything from him. I just feel so wonderful with him. He is so good. He does dumb stuff. But, hey, I don't even see that. How can you tell us about it if you don't see it? Because that's when I was not being unconditionally loving. Ha, 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 ha. Dumb, isn't it? When I'm unconditionally loving, when I've got my arms around him and I say, "Oh, you're so wonderful, you're such a great guy," I am not thinking about how he doesn't come when I call him all the time, how he had chewed up his leash and how he did this thing and that thing. Hey, when I bring those things up, I have conditions. I'm judging him. And when I he loves me because I unconditionally love him. I love him unconditionally. And I don't care whether he loves me or not. I just think he's wonderful. I just unconditionally love the guy. And it's interesting. That same unconditional love I shine out on Rex. Whenever Button or Love, our miniature schnauzer and miniature pincher, whenever they come along, I just have that unconditional love going on in me, which is my nature, and I reach down and I snuggle and huggle and love them. And when we have our om before breakfast every morning, we all stand up in a beautiful circle hugging one another, and then we say, "Om, om, om, om." And then we say, "I like me, I 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 like me." Then we say, "I am peace. I am peace. I am peace." And then we give everyone a big hug and a big smack right on the lips. And we say, "I love you. I love you. I love you." You see, this is unconditional love too. Because we don't even see it. Now, when we stand up to say our om, and we are standing in this circle, you can smell other people's breath. Some have brushed their teeth good, some have brushed their teeth a little, some have brushed their teeth perhaps not at all. And as you're standing there, you smell that for a moment, and the moment you start saying om, all of the smell of tooth goes away. All the odors that you smelled even a moment before are now gone. And you just go right on hugging, and you say om. And as you say the om, it's sort of a purifying, mouth-clearing, breath-purifying activity. And everyone's breath smells just like nothing, just pure. And then when you hug and you kiss, it's the same way. You see, unconditional love has a way of cleaning everything up, because there's no judgment. There's no way of looking at anyone who might have morning breath. There's no way of looking at anyone. When I hug Rex, he might have just come in from the fields where he was running through the brush, and he shook himself off, and all of the brush is left outside, and he smells as fresh as a wonderful smell. No matter when I hug him first thing in the morning when I get up, He's lying on the couch there just enjoying himself, luxuriating and feeling so magnificent like the king that he is. And so I hug him, and he looks at me and he says, "Oh, that's great, yeah. Isn't it great to be alive, Dad? Oh, I think life is wonderful." You see, I think those things, so he thinks those things. Whatever good and wonderful things I think, he thinks. See, I'm the winner. I'm the winner as long as I am unconditionally loving. I'm the winner in every circumstance. No matter what the circumstance may be, no matter who it may be, no matter where it may be, I'm the winner because I love unconditionally. Now, we should work more on this unconditional love, on training ourselves how to be unconditionally loving. So, we will do that with our next talk on friends, which will be our instant illumination. So, tune in to friends and more unconditional love. I love life. I'm a happy, happy, unconditionally loving guy. And I love my world, and my world is lovable. I love you. I love you. I love you.